again with quake news. Sadly, this time out of China, not too far from Tibet, out in a mountainous region, toppling houses, killing at least 300 people. Probably the death toll is going to be much more, according to what I just was sent in a text. 8,000 plus injured at this point. Man, oh man, with these earthquakes. 6.9 on the Richter scale. That's what we know at this point. I mean, no joke. Every single show, when I jump on the mic, there's an earthquake happening somewhere. Whether it's just a little insignificant sounding earthquake or something of a greater magnitude, this is not a good one. With 6.9, 300 so far, toppled buildings, they still haven't found people. I think the death toll's gonna climb dramatically. Does that shake anybody up as you keep adding this up? One earthquake after another. What is going on? And in different areas too, not always in the obvious places. That's not at least recently in the past month and a half, not all the areas have been the places like the Solomon Islands, which we did have one there, but or the Philippines, but there have been others in other places, and of course Haiti just a couple of months ago, where the devastation is still wreaking havoc with the very, very poor and chaotic country. Speaking of chaos, it's about the bomb and Iran getting the bomb. You have to ask yourself the question, do you want Ahmadinejad to have the bomb? And I'm sure the answer to that is no. What if he gets it? Now our defense secretary has certainly confirmed what has been known to a lot of people, Robert Gates, that, yeah, Ahmadinejad is probably a little bit close to doing that. About a year, maybe a year, and Iran has a nuclear weapon. What about other groups, Al-Qaeda network people, other terrorist groups? Well, think of Iran. Think of the elections. Think of booting the media out. You don't think Ahmadinejad is a terrorist himself? And certainly courts terrorist organizations like Hamas, like Hezbollah, and frankly, like harboring members of Al-Qaeda that have found spots in Iran. So you have a big nuclear summit happening in Washington. But what will come out of the summit? We can throw any adjective at it we want, but I think I'm just going to say nothing. I don't think anything other than a lot of talk, a lot of conversation. And then, you know, you could counter back and say, well, that's the first start. You got to have the diplomacy. You got to reach out. You got to have the conversation. You got to be talking about it. I'm sure Ahmadinejad is laughing his head off because the sanctions, starting back from the Bush administration, now into moving forward into the Obama administration, nobody has done anything to really stop him. Conversation, yes. Threats, yes. But nothing of significance. So we can talk about all the little piddly countries on the map, and we can talk about the players, the other players on the map, but it doesn't matter. The group of people you don't want to have nuclear capabilities are terrorists, and what can be done to stop them from getting that material? I hate to be negative right from the get-go, but that's where we begin, folks. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. I promise at the end of the hour we'll lighten the load. We have We Can Count. I have an incredible contest coming up, and we're going to tell you all the details on that. That's happening next Tuesday in our third hour. But we begin with the nukes, and we also begin with illegal immigration. This has been a hot button for me for a long time, ever since I got out of college and had my first job as a television reporter at a place called KTSM in El Paso, Texas, and really growing up in the East Coast, not realizing what was happening in the Southwest, spent a week with Border Patrol agents. They were nice enough to let us do a series, got up early, stayed up late, went, was able to have the permission to be with them when they were rounding people up, and saw what happened with some of the element that wasn't just people trying to come across and make a few dollars in the fields or being a maid or a nanny or any of that kind of stuff. You had people that were definitely bringing across drugs and then others. And it was like rush hour traffic across the Rio Grande. I've never to this day seen anything like it. Fast forward to other border states and move ahead a decade, and you look at Arizona, and Arizona is overrun with a horrible element. You talk about rape trees and women coming in from Mexico who don't even make it. The coyotes who are just trying to make the biggest buck they can and let people die in trucks. You talk about makeshift morgues because there isn't enough room for the illegals who they don't even know who they are, who are found close to the border or around the border. And Arizona has always been tough on this, so they're on the cutting edge of saying, we're not going to take it. We're not going to wait for the feds. We're going to do something now. So now a strict illegal immigration act has passed in that state. And for some reason, a lot of people aren't talking about it. I'm surprised by this. I mean, we knew it was being discussed, but it's here and it's real. It passes 35 to 21 in the state House of Representatives there. The state Senate passed a similar bill earlier in the year. And now the Republican governor, Jan Brewer, who's up to her eyeballs in this, will definitely sign this bill. She's had enough of what's going on there. And it really, pretty much in the words of one of those representatives, takes the handcuffs off the police and lets them do their job, because it's the police who are going to have to enforce this. What happens is, whatever somebody's pulled over for, whether it's a light that's out on the front of the car or busted taillight or swerving on the road or an illegal turn, an illegal U-turn, not stopping at a stop sign, going through a red light, whatever the reason is. Somebody stopped for whatever. And beyond that, too, the police are allowed to, are required to, form, if they form a reasonable suspicion that somebody is an illegal immigrant, to determine whether they are in the country illegally or not. There are plenty of organizations like the ACLU up in arms over this. They say it's mandating racial profiling. It's creating a police state. And it is completely destroying people's rights. Well, somebody's in the country illegally. What are the rights of somebody who's a non-citizen? Now, what happens here is this puts, like I said, Arizona on the cutting edge. They border with Mexico. It is one of the most popular points of entry for illegals into the country. So they've been very aggressive in the state of using their own laws to fight illegal immigration, because they know the federal government is sitting on their hands and they're not going to do anything about it. A couple of years ago, they passed a law that would dissolve companies that had a history of hiring anybody who was illegal. Then they made it a crime for a government worker to give improper benefits to an illegal immigrant. They're really trying to cut the crap. And there's going to be blowback on this, but I say thumbs up. I say they are ground zero for illegal immigration. Why not try it? Do it. Go for it. You might disagree, or you might agree. 800-259-5791.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com, and use promo code radio, or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose except poor sleep? Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN, and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
We have a lot on the table, but what else is new for America tonight? Chime in, 800-259-5791. I welcome all opinions, left, right, and anywhere in between. It isn't a one-sided show. It's not a one-sided conversation. I'm so tired of talk shows that have a one-sided conversation, so please jump into the fray. Don't be afraid. Or shoot me an email at americatonight.net. I mentioned the quake in China. Who knows how many people ultimately have died in this? 6.9. I think it's going to be much worse than the 300 that they've already mentioned. And this is out toward Tibet. Also, the fact that Iran, we knew this. We know they're developing a bomb. Ahmadinejad, come on. And it's going to be a year or so before he can claim he has a nuclear weapon, or not claim he has a nuclear weapon, but really have one. So that's not big news that the defense secretary said it, because we certainly knew that, right? But it's, what are you going to do about Iran? That's the bigger question. What are you going to do knowing that they have a nuclear weapon? Think of Hezbollah, Hamas, terrorist ties. Do you think they give a crap about human life? Of course they don't. Of course they don't. That's the answer. Why are we so worried about the Russians and the Chinese? Why not worry about Iran? Hello. Or even North Korea. The other big thing is this Arizona law, strict illegal immigration bill. Let's see if any others follow suit. But La Raza and everybody else up in arms, it's going to be a mess. And the story, trust me, the story is going to get much bigger. It hasn't gotten a lot of play lately, and I don't understand why. I know we talked about the possibility when the Arizona Senate passed it. It seemed inevitable. You knew the governor would sign it. Just had to get through the House. It did. The police now, if they have reasonable suspicion that somebody's here illegally, they can act. And this is in Arizona. Man, I think some things are going to change. Okay, let's go to Betty in Kentucky. Betty, you have the floor.
Yes, the earthquakes a few years back, I was reading where they built that Three Gorges Dam in China. It's a huge, big reservoir of water. And the discussion was, you know, it's like, well, we're not real sure what this might do. It could even cause earthquakes because all of this pressure pushing down, you know, it's a big, vast thing of water. Mm-hmm. So that's one theory. And another might be that the Arabs are taking all of that oil out of the ground. And where there was something, there is nothing now. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's causing it. You know, it's changing in pressure. We're moving things around on the earth, so the earth's moving things around underneath.
Absolutely. We're going to have a seismologist on, but you're right. The tectonic plates, that's part of it. It's the movement, things that have happened that have changed the earth's crust. Yes. But it is wild, and not wild because it's sad when you have a lot of loss of life, but it is, I guess, just adding it up, amazing to me how many earthquakes lately, and I shouldn't be amazed based on what we're saying, but how many earthquakes lately we're talking about here on these airways. Wow. Mm. Charlie is listening to us in Vermont. Charlie, you have the floor now.
Hey, good morning, Nick. Hey.
Hello.
This thing with the immigration bit, I'm the product of legal immigration.
Mm-hmm.
My parents come over back in the 50s from war-torn Germany. They had to have a sponsor. They had to have a job. They had to have a place to live. They went to school at night to learn how to speak English. They spoke with an accent, but they spoke, and they read English, and they were able to write. Now, there's a simple solution to this immigration bit. It's so politically incorrect, it's disgusting, but it's going to work. You put every state has a National Guard unit. You can split them up, put them on each end of each state, work their way to the middle, put up a 12-foot-high concertina wire fence with landmines right behind it, 3 bulldozers wide. Just scatter them in there. No pattern, no nothing. And every so often, you put in one of these little ground sensors to see if the people are digging underneath. Then you put up another fence right behind it. If they get all the way through, you're in. You wind up in the middle, get blown to pieces, hey, you're food for the vultures. And you can even pay for it. You start a national lottery. Top prize, $2 million. That's all tax-free. The only thing you may be obligated to do is give 100 grand to your state. That's all. And it'll pay for it. And when it's all said and done, you'll still be making money on the lottery. You'll be paying for regular law enforcement. It's a win-win situation. And because it's not only Mexicans coming over.
Oh, it's not. No. A lot of people from Latin America, other places,
Latin America, countries.
Yes.
I'm talking the Mideast.
Yeah.
They've had so many people already that they busted down there from the Mideast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these dirtbags are coming over like they're like cockroaches. I mean, they're breeding from the Middle East. They're breeding like crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, they're everywhere. It's a simple solution.
Charlie, we're going to have to let you slide. It sounds like a crazy, whack video game. You had me in the first part. The first part was right on. If you're right about that, if that's true, you know, hey, your parents come in. My parents came in. My great great grandparents came in the legal way and had to, you know, scrimp and claw and do everything you had to do. Had to learn English, the whole thing. And a lot of us have that background and that story. I have friends that desperately wanted to become Americans. They waited. They did what they could. They went to school. They improved their English. And they couldn't be more proud to be an American. And they couldn't be more sickened by illegal immigration. They don't think it's fair. They don't think it's right. They call them line cutters. And it shouldn't happen. Of course, there's no way that Charlie's suggestion will ever happen here in the United States. There was so much controversy over a whole wall thing. And while he's making the joke about it in the end, the wall wasn't working anyway. The whole idea of the wall, because of that, because as he said, the tunneling under. You see the tunneling in San Diego. It's time to get tough and cut the crap. The political correctness is what's killing this country. And we can agree to disagree. That's what I say all the time about America Tonight. Call if you have a different opinion. And I like gray areas. I'm not a lot of what I talk about on this show, I can go really in either direction. And when I say in either direction, I look at the person. When I'm voting for someone, I look at the person. I look at the background. I try to check into it further. And there's no reason on a lot of the things that we're talking about that you can't have a more open discussion. Julie is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Julie.
Hello.
Hello, Julie.
How are you?
Good. What's your take on this?
Well, the immigration, the illegal immigration doesn't make sense. It's not a law. Why don't we just follow the laws? You know, we're like, this country is like a parent that wants to threaten their child but never discipline them. We don't abide by our own laws. I don't understand the American Civil Liberties Union. These people are not American, so why should they have any say-so?
I agree, they're not citizens. And I'm sorry, I've talked about the anchor baby thing before. When they show people that are making $6,000 a month because they've reproduced X amount of kids that are anchor babies in this country, what is going on? And you're right, not citizens. And we're citizens. So, you know, explain this to me. Imagine if we wanted to do this in another country. Yeah, there's no way. You get caught and forget about it. And the same thing if we did the reverse thing and we all went to Mexico. Forget it.
It wouldn't happen.
It wouldn't happen. We probably wouldn't last, actually.
And I'd like to know what on earth, what half the people in this country need to wake up, because our president is doing exactly what he was sent there to do, I believe. That is to tear this country apart. He's doing it. He's disarming any chance we have of preserving our own country should it be attacked. He's disarming, you know, in front of the whole world, basically. And he's saying, okay, you all, it's like taking the guns away from the law-abiding citizens in this country. Mm-hmm. If the guns are all taken away from law-abiding citizens, the only people who have them are criminals. But they're going to have them anyway.
Absolutely. Amen. On that note, I'm going to let you slide. Good caller. Call us again. You're right. That's the whole thing. And people go crazy over the gun deal. You know, somebody, oops, you know, the accidental shootings, the whatever. But I'm for gun rights. I'm absolutely for that. And for one of the very reasons that Julie just said, the criminals, that would make it much easier to get. And you're kidding. It'd be great for people who want to sell guns because there'd be an incredible black market. That's ultimately what would be created there. You can tell there are a lot of fears out there by things that have happened recently, and now here's the latest thing with Arizona. I think there's going to be some controversy. 800-259-5791.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. clean. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
BetterThanRocks.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Plethora of things here on America Tonight. Arizona and the illegal immigration bill that passes, earthquakes thrown into the mix, Iran and nuclear weapons, and a few other things, including this, bailouts, big on so many people's minds back in 2008. Boy, that really changed the course of so many in this country. The mortgages, the underwater mortgages that are still happening, the foreclosures as a result of that, the financial crisis at the tail end of 2008 and then heading into 2009, and the fury over too big to fail. Oh, that statement alone. The banks are too big to fail. Yeah, really? I got something that's too big to fail. So Chris Dodd is on his way out. And several others have been working on the banking committee and going back and forth bitterly in some cases, not as bitterly as the healthcare fight, however, and looking at legislation on financial reform. You know, we keep hearing that financial reform bill, financial reform bill. So Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell decided he was going to douse a little of his own reality into this thing and threw a massive bucket of cold water all over it today. Listen to what he said.
Madam President, a lot of smart people have thought about how to prevent a repeat of the kind of financial crisis we saw in the fall of 2008. We've heard plenty of ideas. But if there's one thing Americans agree on when it comes to financial reform, it's absolutely certain they agree on this. Never again should taxpayers be expected to bail out Wall Street from its own mistakes. We cannot allow endless taxpayer-funded bailouts for big Wall Street banks. That's why we must not pass the financial reform bill that's about to hit the floor. The fact is, this bill wouldn't solve the problems that led to the financial crisis. It would make them worse.
I'll tell you, you think of Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, the Federal Reserve, the mess there, the catastrophe, and what the government has done, the government causing ultimately this crazy bubble and the massive crash. You know, I got a lot of problems that would take at least 8 hours of America Tonight to go through. The financial reforms really you have to see. And forget this crap of too big to fail. If a business is going to fail, no matter how big it is, let it fail. Nobody's bailing the rest of us out. Let it fail. That's the bottom line. So forget this whole idea of any taxpayer-funded bailouts of these Wall Street banks. And what about the accountability? The accountability wasn't put there in the first place once they got the money, which was ridiculous. And it's a big scam. It's unbelievable what's been pulled over the eyes, the wool that's been pulled over the eyes of the American people. Just crazy, crazy nonsense. So if you want to throw out your thoughts on this, you can do that too. We'll add that to the pile. We're building a big fire here on America Tonight. 800-259-5791. Let the wrestling match continue. And McConnell really, really had people fuming today on the other side. There's no question about that. Let's go to Mark, who's listening to us in New York.
Yeah, McConnell's right. I've read some research about the bailout. It's not going to solve. It's going to make the problem happen again, but that's not why I called. He's correct. I know your show is getting bigger and bigger because you've got more callers and better callers over the years, and I've been listening. The lady who called before the bottom of the hour is absolutely right about the country purposely being broken up, and it was nice. It's always nice to hear a lady talk about the right to keep and bear arms. It's always I always appreciate that because it means American people, especially you ladies, are waking up. And the reason I called, Kate, you know, the people in Arizona, it's coming down to the money. They want to know who's going to pay for the medical care, the hospitals that have closed, the police officers that have been murdered by these illegals. And it doesn't surprise me that La Raza, the racist La Raza, is up in arms because they want the Southwest back. They want to take it back from Mexico. They have stated that. They say it over and over again. They want a race war in this country. So that's what they're saying, that it's racist and you're xenophobic, but they want the country back. And all of these topics that I want to talk about, I can tie them together if you just give me a minute.
Sure.
You saw Sheriff West down in South Texas. He said, folks, our department can't protect you anymore. You need to arm yourselves. People in Ohio, I've heard this on other shows. The sheriffs are overrun down there. You got illegals, you got criminals, you got the drug dealers coming in. You had that rancher that was killed in Arizona. I'm sure this is part of it. They're saying, look, enough is enough. Does a country have a right to protect its borders and its sovereignty? Yes, it does. So years ago, I told you about Robert Chittum. If anybody wants to look up, Chittum. He wrote a book called Civil War II, The Coming Breakup of America. He wrote it in 1993. He predicted everything that's been happening here. So if you think this is just coming on once, you know, all of a sudden, it's not. It's been planned, and you're seeing the breakup of the country. And if I could just really quick, I had to stand through, and this ties in with the immigration and everything else, even though it's not the topic. Anderson Cooper, talking to the governor or the senator from Oklahoma, and Anderson Cooper, who's a CIA plant, was doing everything he could to get this Oklahoma senator, I think it was governor, I forget, I didn't write his name down, forgive me, America, But he believes in the law-abiding legal militia, which we are all a part of. Every man, and I guess woman now, between 16 and 65 years old. Militia is not a dirty word. Do not let CNN and all these race husks tell you that they're racist. They're not. You're part of the fabric of the Constitution. And George Bush had a hand in watering down Posse Comitatus, which allows the federal troops to take over civilian law enforcement in contravention of the militia. So this governor of, or whoever he was in Oklahoma, he's absolutely right. And Cooper is trying to equate that with racism and the Tea Party. You have a right to have militia. You have a right to have the same exact type of arms that the Army has. Because the governor made the point that the National Guard is not the militia. The National Guard is subservient to the federal government. So the feds can line up their, all their people and the National Guard against the American people, and the only thing that you can fight against is yourself as being part of militia. That's why you need to have the same type of arms as your standing army, which is what the founding fathers didn't want to have, a standing army, which is so dangerous. But the point is, we're not saying we're going to go out and fight them. We're saying he was trying to say, look, the militia is part of the fabric of the Constitution. It's legal, and there's nothing wrong with it. And that's why I wanted to smack Anderson Cooper. Maybe I'll get a chance to do that someday. And before I leave, it's also on the same topic. I was listening to Alex Jones. And you have to forgive me. I mentioned him a lot because I don't listen to this regular media anymore. Okay? I listen to you. I listen to Alex Jones and alternative media. And I don't have a computer. I read as many newspapers as I can. I refuse to get a computer. But what he was saying today is, and this ties in because I just mentioned the Tea Party. When they have that rally on the 15th, it's supposed to be infiltrated by some guy named Levin, Obama supporter.
Yeah.
America, Tea Party, whatever you want to call yourself, if you're a constitutionalist, if you're at one of these meetings, bring your cell phone camera, bring your video camera, bring your cameras. Do not let these people infiltrate and start using the N-word and talking about hate and everything else. You want your country back. You want to do it lawfully and legally, and you want to do it peacefully. If these animals, I almost said a-holes, jump up and start something, throw a net over them and hold them for the police. Do not let you be sidetracked, okay? That's what we need to do, and we can do this. And we have to get the real race haters, the people in CNN and La Raza and all these other groups that are trying to tear us apart, that don't want to speak our language and appreciate values that we have in this country. Don't be taken over, and don't be afraid to stand up. You're going to get a lot of flack, as I get in my life. Don't worry about it. And if it does break up this country into three spots, go towards Canada and the upper Midwest because they got fresh water and food. Thank you, baby.
I love it. All right, Mark, thanks. What the points, a couple of things on the stuff Mark was pointing out. We talked about this a lot in our last show about the Tea Party crasher. He's talking about Levin. What he's done is gotten people together in all the places where the Tea Parties are going to be held, in the small towns or the cities. And he's saying that let's expose the people for what they are. We had Carrie Telasco on our last show in the Institute for Liberty. That's the think tank that she's part of. And she was there for the very first, and they sponsor a bunch of them, the very first Tea Party. We'll post it on our website. And she talked about what the Tea Party was about. I said, you know, hey, what are the people? Because there is a misconception. There may be some nuts that come out to the Tea Party. There may be some extremists. But there are normal, everyday Democrats, independents, and Republicans. I know people that have covered some of the events, and they say, wow, it's not, I was actually hoping for a lot of controversy, and there really wasn't any controversy here. So they're trying to create it, absolutely, by doing the crash thing. Although it could make for good television, that's what they're up to. So we'll see what happens there. But check out the website, americatonight.net, in the next day or two. We'll have her interview up from the other night, and that's what he's talking about. In Oklahoma, the idea of the militia, he's right about that, the idea of forming the militia. It's like the Minutemen militia, for example, and what they were trying to do along the border, and some of the Border Patrol folks, so they were huge help. In this case, Oklahoma's not saying Tea Party, they're saying militia, and they're starting to get some blowback for that. Hang with us.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Edition of We Can Count. Let's start with something kind of interesting. A man selling a video game for $600. Woo! That's incredible. What was the video game? I knew I should have hung on to those video games. Well, the video game was Air Raid for the Atari 2600. He found the 13th known copy of the game in his garage. He put it on eBay. He was reading a story on a site about rare video games. So this guy from Austin recognized, I think I have one of those. He actually got the game when he was 11 or 12 years old at a store not too far from our satellite studio in Arlington, Texas, and didn't pay much for it. He says he paid between $5 and $10. I hate these stories because then I think in my mind, what rare things did I have somewhere buried in a pile that I could have sold? $5 and $10 in the '80s, and look at what he's made, $31,600. That's crazy. He even said he never really enjoyed the game. He just dug it out of his garage. Man, I wish I could find something like that. How about you, Matt? Can you imagine? I sold a bunch of books the other day I was cleaning out a garage, same thing. $58.
Yeah, nobody's going to want the books, though, unless they're super, super rare. Like the banned books or something.
Right.
I got some old video games, but I was in the first Nintendo. That was where I got my chops. I actually have two Nintendos that are working. So maybe I could sell one of those for some money. But that's about all I've got that would be pretty rare. I can't think of anything. I mean, I got baseball cards and stuff. But I don't know. I had the Barry Bonds rookie card, but that actually kind of flew out the window because of the whole steroids and whatnot.
Right. So it's not worth the money it would have been worth. Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know if I have anything right now that could be deemed worthy. But I did save tons of stuff from my childhood, so who knows? Maybe one day I'll go back and raid my parents' house and find something that's worth lots of money.
Yeah, see, that's the key. So, you know, that's the theory about one man's trash is another man's treasure. And you don't, it's bad to be a hoarder, I think, or a clutter person. I hate clutter. You guys hate clutter? You know, you have too much stuff laying around. You don't even know where anything is anymore. So, yeah, not good. So we move from that story, which is amazing, to this story, which is also amazing for a much different reason. This is probably the best feel-good story of the day when we're talking about being nuked by the crazy Hezbollah, Hamas, Al-Qaeda people in Iran, because, of course, they're going to have a bomb in a year, or we're talking about the ridiculous political correctness, why you can't even talk about illegal immigration without getting your head cut off in some circles. Makes no sense to me. Well, we move from all of that stuff to this one about the 11-year-old girl carried out of a swamp in central Florida 4 days after she disappeared. Nadia Bloom, she was there, went into the swamp. They found her bicycle, found her helmet, feared the worst. She had insect bites, and they found her shoeless, but she was in pretty good condition, according to the rescuers who found her. Actually, a neighbor, a friend of the family, spotted her and then called the rescuers over, and they took her out. And I think it's just a tremendous story. So the We Can Count factor is 4 days, 11-year-old girl. Throw this into the mix that she was a little bit autistic. They thought she was going in to film a video, that's what she said, something about filming a nature video, and she didn't come out. And everybody feared the worst. And lo and behold, for once, we have a happy ending to a missing girl. And I just think it's incredible, and I hope that she ends up on the tube somewhere kind of saying what she was doing. I'd be kind of curious about that. I don't know. I know there's different rules in Hollywood, because anything goes, right? It's a different world. It's nobody cares on the left coast. But Kirstie Alley has a 17-year-old son, which I don't care about Hollywood gossip and who's doing what and whatever, but her 17-year-old son, the kid's name is True, is engaged to be married. She said, "I feel good because they're really in love. He's got a level head. He's a good guy. He's very monogamous. He's very sweet with her." Oh, are you kidding me? 17. Anybody out there get married when they were 17 and that marriage lasted? Matt, call me crazy. I don't care if your mama's famous and in Hollywood, or you got lots of dough or whatever. That is too young to get married.
Yeah, I agree. I have known a couple people who have gotten married younger, and most of the time it doesn't work out.
Well, no, you're a kid still. Right. You're still growing. Well, you might change. People change so much over the course of their lifetime, and from 17 to even 25, you're different.
Yeah, I know it's kind of like a friend of a friend deal where they got married younger at like 18 or 19. I don't remember how old they were. And by the time they were 23, 24, they were completely different people, missed out on their, you know, early 20s, and they were divorced by the end, you know.
Yeah, I know a couple of people that fell into that category, too. I know there's high school sweethearts or college or whatever, and there are people where it works out, which I think is great. But I think the problem is I just think it's the change thing. I mean, come on, guys, you know that. It's a sex deal, too. Your hormones go crazy. He's a 17-year-old kid. He thinks he's in love or whatever. I mean, why am I analyzing this son of Kirstie Alley's, but it fits into We Can Count on the lighter side because he's 17 and he's getting married. Here's one that would be horrifying to have had happen to you, but luckily, at least the person is going to end up with some money, it sounds like it, and plus the hospital got fined. And San Diego's Scripps Mercy Hospital was fined $25,000 by the California Department of Public Health. You know what they did? They left a sponge in a surgical patient. The surgical sponge was left in the patient who underwent a hysterectomy. That's nice. She had to undergo a second surgery more than a year later to have it removed. Oh, that is not good. Imagine that, having problems and pains. You don't know what it is, and it's because something was left in your body. Oh. And they're starting to do this. They're fining anywhere from $25,000 to $100,000. And it's happened in a bunch of hospitals in California. I'm sure other places too. But whatever, whether it's scissors, we've heard of scissors being left in, sponges, not good either way. All right, a quick reminder, don't forget, coming up next Tuesday in our third hour, big contest. You could win David Faraday's book, The Power of Positive Idiocy. And he's a CBS sports commentator, hilarious Irish guy, has all kinds of thoughts about all kinds of things. I think he's great, and the book is great. So what we're doing is fair or foul. What you have to do is call in the third hour. You get two questions. If you correctly answer the first question, you automatically win the book. If you answer the second question correctly, you are entered into a drawing to win a Cobra S2 driver. If you don't golf, just be aware this driver is worth almost $400. And it's incredible, $400. So fair or foul. In fact, quickly, we're going to practice with Matt Johnson. Matt, are you ready?
I am ready and able.
All right. A hospital in San Diego was fined $30,000 for leaving a sponge in a woman who had a hysterectomy.
Well, see, that sounds just like what you were talking about, but I think the dollar amount's different. I'm going to go foul.
Good. Ding, 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 ding. You would have already won a book. All right, how about this? A 8-year-old girl was found in the swamps of Florida after disappearing for 4 days. She had
already foul. I know it because she wasn't eight.
Oh, my gosh. You are already in line, if you counted. For the driver, you would be in the drawing. You would have won the book, but you would be in the money for the driver.
I have a feeling the computer would pick me, too.
Yeah, right. You never know. I mean, it's up to the computer. But you would be eligible. Now, of course, I gave Matt ridiculously silly, easy questions.
Those were tough.
They might not be as easy.
Einstein level.
No, they might not be as easy for all of you next week. I'm not going to make them so ridiculously hard either. Let's say somewhere in between. I'd love to have a winner. We want to have a winner. So you just have to knock down two questions, but that's a great prize. We have a whole bunch of prizes coming up, too, that we're giving away on America Tonight in the next couple of weeks and couple of months here on the show. Exciting stuff. And we got to lighten the load somehow, right, folks?
Putting together a girl's night out. Want you to come.
Why would I ever want to go out with you? I hate you.
Yeah, I know. I hate you, too. That's the way girls are.
You've tested positive for opium.
Opium?
That's right, Elaine. White Lotus. Yum, yum. Shanghai Sally.
That's impossible. I've never done a drug in my life. Dr. Strugoff must have made a mistake.